So now the recording of the meeting has commenced. There are no apologies or call for declarations of interest. Take that as nil. I will. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. The confirmation minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 18th of February. Someone would like to move the acceptance of those. Councillor Foran, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor White, are there any alterations or amendments?
I was just wondering about the minutes for the economic development meeting.
Okay, we'll bring that up in at the minute. That's all right?
Yeah, it's just that the minutes aren't
correct. Right, we'll now move into closed session of council. Can I have the appropriate resolution, council? For Lockler, Councillor Mann, for Labor, against Kerry. First report there is the Merrill Minute. I'll just move that.
Easy ones, Mr. Mayor.
You're on page 5, yeah. Sure, I was going to think about ironing shirts. The next report is the Merrill Minute. It's a letter of support for New South Wales Arana designated area in white creation agreement. This is something to come up at the Alliance and Council meeting when Justine Campbell, the CEO of RDA Arana, came to and addressed the meeting. Thanks, Councillor Butter, Councillor Mann. No questions? Put that all in favour?
Aye.
Against Kerry. The next one is the Castaway Country Drought Resilience Plan.
Yeah, that's me.
The
way I wrote that report, Mr. Mayor.
I was totally impressed.
I like the graphics. I'd like to just present the report now.
Thanks, Councillor Mann. Do I have a second? Yeah. I'm putting down all those in favour. Gary. The charging for the good water supply, this is the rating structure, and that proposes 4.2%.
Which is similar to the last one.
Yeah.
Wasn't in previous years we had 7%?
Yeah, we did. Water was 5.
The other way around. 3 and water was 5 and sewer
was 6. So the recommendation there. Councillor Walker, Councillor White. I'll put that all in favour. It's carried. The charging to the Turrawenna water supply.
I'll move that recommendation.
You'd like to, I'm sure. Thanks, Councillor Mockler. The second Councillor Butter. Second part, Ms. Karen. The next one is sewer charging in the Gugenda Township. Recommendation on page 18.
Yeah.
Councillor Free, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Ms. Karen. The stormwater charge. Yeah. Which is the second to Councillor Walker. Putting it all in favour, against Kerry. Waste management charges, 25-26.
Mr. Mayor, I think for the record, we do need to sort of flag whilst this is the information there presented, but in subsequent years, we're going to see a potential increase in waste charges given that the works that are needed at the Gilgander Waste Facility.
They're likely to be substantial at this stage.
Yeah. I'd like to move that.
Thanks, Councillor. Peer. Seconder. Please, Councillor White. No questions. I'll put it all in favour. Yes, Karen. And now we come to the rate models that we suggested. Thank you. And the rate model adopted as presented
since 2025. Perhaps Neil can speak to the rate pegging process.
Yes.
If you'd like to, thanks, Mr.
Mayor. So
So council has the opportunity each year to raise rates in line with rate pegging from the New South Wales state government. That's set by the government and is based on a formula that includes a number of factors. I'm not sure of the actual specific of those factors, but it basically is around CPI plus things like population growth and other factors within that. It is in within a range, and so this year this council has been modelled on 4.2% maximum under the rate pegging legislation. Council may choose not to increase their rates. They may choose to increase their rates by less than the 4.2%, but the maximum that we can increase them by is 4.2%. And in previous years, council, for the last 10 years, has accepted the maximum allowable under the rate pegging legislation.
And this includes the 10.5% for the rates not paid, I think, doesn't it? Is this same?
So, sorry, Councillor.
What was that question, Councillor Beard?
The interest rate is currently set at 10.5%.
Oh, yeah, that's a different.
At the same time, the council is required to set the interest rate on its standing rates. And again, there's a maximum that council can set as they're setting the interest on outstanding rates. That's set by the state government under legislation. And council can choose to charge a lesser amount of interest, but can't choose to charge any more than the maximum amount of interest on outstanding rates.
So the question, when is council required to set that rate now, or when we know what the new interest rate is?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, now as part of the process.
It's 10.4. It's actually
the current interest rate is 10.5%. The interest rate will be set between now and the 30th of June. In past years, council has adopted the maximum interest rate as set by the Department of Labor Government.
Okay, so all council is paying on this stage is the setting of the rate model at 4.0.
Based on model one.
Is that right, Mr. Alton?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. So Councillor Pearce moving. 4.2% and Councillor Michael is second with that.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Oh, can I just ask? So I can see that with increased costs we will need to raise that. However, with the increase in land value that we have, I'd just like to make it very clear to a community where that money is being spent so that, you know, they really add into their fees.
The Councillor Foran has been across Council's range of services.
Yeah, well, it's like with the 25% really across the land values, there will be quite an increase this year, I would imagine, in our rate collection. And so I think it's very important that you just show that.
Just to clarify, Mr. Mayor. So just to clarify, Councillor Foran, if Council sets as part of this resolution, a 4.2% increase in general rates for the year, that means that the total collected will go up by 4.2%, which equates to around about $250,000 extra income to council. How that is distributed is subject to where those land value variations occur, but the total pie, the total amount that's collected, only goes up, can only go up by whatever council determines as the percentage increase in rates for the year.
Right, thank you.
That was 4.2%.
Can I also add a point to that, Mr. Mayor, for Councillor Foran's help, that until our budget is set, we're not really deciding at this point where we're actually going to be spending our money fully for next financial year.
Yeah.
This is setting our income. This is setting our income for next financial year. Once we complete our budget and it goes out for community approval, it will be set by 30 June, and as a result, then we will then know where our funds are going to be spent.
I thought that increase was on land values.
Which it was.
There'll be some blood at the wall. Okay, councillors, so I'll put that.
Do you mind if I add something else in there? That it was brought to our attention that the graph in the report is incorrect, where it reflects the business in Gill and business other, that chart. I'd just like it to go on the record that that for the business paper, for historical records, that we amend that business paper updating that chart.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could just maybe include another one there, that or proceedings in brief there, that we're going to amend the business paper, as there was an error as it was presented to the council. It doesn't impact the outcome, but I just would like that on record that it's been why it's been amended.
Okay. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The next report is the Community Strategic Plan 2032. I'd like to acknowledge the work council put in to bring this plan together, and the input by the community, both in writing and in attending the community street sessions.
Mr. Mayor, I was made comment. I've had some pretty positive feedback about the community consultations that have been held at the various venues. So I'd just like to acknowledge that positive feedback to council as a whole, and obviously to the staff.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. So we go to page 37, the recommendations there. Thanks, Councillor Butter. Seconder, Councillor Mott. I'll put that all in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried.
Just before we move on, Councillor, I just want to bring your attention to all the comments that were listed in that. So in the appendix, you haven't seen them. Every comment that was raised as part of that survey has been presented and tabled to the council, so that the community can be assured that whatever they've written has been tabled to the council for your consideration.
There's a few interesting ones, isn't there?
Okay, the next report is a request for a variation to the development control plan. That's one Christie Drive, relates to the location of a shed. There's some detailed commentary there on the recommendation there with 3 points to it.
Mr. Casey here, if they'd like to ask any questions.
Okay, it's moved by Councillor Butter, seconded by Councillor Freed.
Welcome.
Are there any other questions?
Look, I think it's a very comprehensive report, and it's very clear as to what the applicant wants to do, and I'm happy to support it.
Okay. Thank you. I'll put that all in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried.
So, we've been in division there.
Can you mark it all in favour, thanks?
All in favour.
Unanimous, please.
The next report is
well written, Christy.
a grand opportunity for landfill consolidation and environmental improvements. Another detailed report follows. Recommendations on page 52. Is there a question or is there a mover? Thank you, Councillor Mann. Is there any questions? For discussion?
Again, question, I'm sure great report has been presented to council, yeah. Comprehensive, the detail, addresses all the streams of financing available, and what we would like, so well done.
I'll put that.
It'll be
happening. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The next one is the...
Thank you.
The meeting with the sporting news groups. This has been a wonderful innovation, I think, the sports council will do it.
I noticed there was a general cricketer representative.
You want to make it ready for the Green Parliament? Well, that's the shortcoming of this, I suppose, Councillor Peart, is that some organisations may elect not to attend or may be busy at the time.
Yeah, I just noticed the, they were asking about the pitch itself was needs replacing, and I thought it might have been a previous.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it has been one that's been coming up for the, probably the last couple of seasons, is what is the life of the existing wicket there? Yeah. And staff's point of view, they believe that it is at the end of its life.
Yeah.
And the cricketers acknowledge, well, the cricketers certainly consider that it's inconsistent and not up to the standard required for inter-town competitions now.
Yeah. So is there this year's budget, next year's budget rather, to replace that pitch?
Can I just point a point of in the attendee there was Ash Hazelton, and he's also on the committee of senior cricket. So it's probably just also reflected there in a minute. So he's on the committee where those comments were raised.
That's fair enough. So it's just a recommendation on page 58.
Good question. The pool discussion continually comes around a 50-metre pool. Mm. Saying somewhere that that's an option, not an expectation. I'm just concerned that they are going to be and then we come to fund it and maintain it. I'm just wondering if there's some way that we need to cap on that expectation, not so much a cap on it, but to allow people to think when it's maybe not.
Automatically,
do we raise that discussion with the community now, or raise it when we come to actually replace the pool and we know what kind of funds we've got, well, and whether it will in fact be 25, 33 or 50 metre pool? Time.
I totally agree with you, Mr. Mayor, because I think what we're trying to achieve here is to go for the maximum amount of grant funding.
Yeah.
And if we can fund a 50 metre pool, fund it externally,
yeah,
happy days. But if, you know.
I can see where Councillor Mann is coming from.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. But, you know, until we're. Well, it's a bit of the cart before the horse type scenario.
Yeah. I'm just worried that every time we say something, it's talking about a 50 minute, it becomes an accepted thing that we're going to have a 50 minute. I don't know.
I think because we have gone out already on community conference about the pool, so with the original the discussions with those, so I think that that. Expectation will be there, but until we know what we have, how much money or funding we have, it's up in the air. So.
Yeah, just to confirm, as an attendee at the meeting, or supporting the meeting, there was actually strong support from all users that were there around the pool, around the 50-metre pool.
Yeah.
The swim club was very much strong on it. I did take the suggestion of a 25-metre pool, a and floated it for about a second and a half. But there was very strong support for the 50-metre pool. And the other part of it, in those consultation sessions we had around the CSP, it was interesting just the level of support even for, across the rural area, or questions around the quality of the pool we've got and why it was 33 metres and things like that. So there is a significant support for it out there. And at this stage, we've got two grants in are based around, you know, stage one and stage two, with one of the stages being a 50-metre pool. But certainly, that just so you're aware of the sentiment of the meeting, which was very strong around it.
I acknowledge that. Worrying
that
the expectation is going to be built
there.
Yep,
I agree. We don't have much, how much money's in the checkbook yet either.
No.
Going to be $27,000 less here presently by the looks of that. Because the Department of Works are going to come and have to squeeze out and charge us $27,000.
Yeah, three, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. The $27,000 for the Department of Public Works to provide an audit of the swimming pool's condition. We'd certainly hope it's a very thorough audit, but it may well be an important piece of the puzzle, Councillor,
particularly in attracting funding. It may be money well spent.
Coming back to the resolution in front of you. Thanks, Councillor Bunner. Do you have a second now? Councillor White, I'll put that on my phone. Against carried. We now come to the minutes. Committee meetings for adoption, the Audit Risk Improvement Committee, and that was good to be able to sit in on that HARIC meeting.
It's heavy reading that report.
It's heavy going to the meeting.
Mr. Mayor, if I could just point out in that report, since we last met, we've gone through the process of appointing an internal auditor, and that's done by an external contractor. So what we had to do at that meeting was update our terms of reference for that internal audit function for council. So the chair of the committee sort of endorsed those terms of reference, and we'll need to bring that to the next council meeting just for you guys to adopt that and endorse that as well.
Okay, so the next one is the Economic Development Committee. Yeah, Councillor Foran, did you have...
Just two things. On page 74, there's a comment there that says that I requested clarification and process connecting to these numbers. My question was actually for people to Inkilpandra if they do have an emergency mental health issues. So just the process. I've actually tried to help two people with those numbers before, and one asked us to make an appointment for next week and one didn't connect. And so I was just wondering what the process actually is in Gilgantra. And I just mentioned that here because we do have strategic planning, but that's something I think is very important. And then the 1-10 premises, that's two down from there. It just says that I requested whether anything could be done about 1-10. I don't think I was the person that mentioned that. Was it you?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It was raised by one of the committee members.
Yeah.
And apologies, Councillor Foran, I actually took the minutes of the meeting. So obviously got the wrong committee member, but it was raised by one of the committee members, and I added some weight to it, I guess, to say that there was an opportunity potentially to turn what looked like an eyesore into some sort of promotional opportunity for the business itself, if we can work with them.
Adjustments are needed in their recommendation.
Just wasn't me that.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, the adjustment that it wasn't Councillor Foran that raised it. I'll It was raised by one of the members, which I will all for that to say that it was raised by, it was raised at the meeting.
And for the mental health piece, what is our strategy to recommend
people
if they have those
emergencies?
It was brought up with the Economic Development Committee, and the question has been noticed that the example was noted, not the question.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying that the numbers that people have got don't actually work, or is it really had?
I've had experience where the numbers haven't worked in trying to help people, but we had a loss, a sad loss in the community recently. We've had them before. Gentleman spoke to me and asked, what is our process here?
Mm-hmm.
And although it is not, we have some right to
that. Through you, Mr. Mayor, I would have thought that our role would be to understand what the process is and potentially lobby or advocate to ensure that those services are easy to contact.
To the hospital or what have you, but whatever that strategy is, we should be able to resolve. I don't know whether the strategy is just the phone numbers or whether that's that people can access. I'm not sure of what the strategy is, but it would be good for the town to know so that in emergency situations we can.
So just based on that, Councillor Ford, I would picture that it would be actually us understanding whose role it is and lobbying or advocating for that particular service that's not good enough at the moment. It's an emergency.
In the report, the inter-agency report discusses the Medicare mental health centres and how you can, hours of operation and contacting them as well. So there is a bit of information on those.
What did you say? That was in the
Mr. Mayor, I think Councillor Thorne's given the context, but basically was raised at the Economic Development Committee as a concern in general business that the way of contacting and the numbers that were provided by some of those agencies didn't necessarily work in the hours of operation and the way that they were, promoted as working.
There's actually three things in there. There's the Rural Health Mental Health Program, the Commonwealth Psychosocial Support Program for Maritime Health, and then you've got the
So the question from the community that was put to me, if out of hours, maybe late night, what is the process? So I imagine it would be the hospital, but I wanted to know what is the, as a town, for emergency.
Is that Lifeline or
yeah.
That sort of?
Yeah, they're the sort of things.
So what's our role in this? It's part of a process. You know, our role is around advocacy, I would think.
About things that aren't working.
Correct. Mm. Yeah. I think it just should be noted, Mr. Mayor. Council needs to advocate on the process.
Sure. Is there a specific group that doesn't work.
Like,
we're going to do that, we need to specify the answer. It's XYZ company that provides XYZ services.
Cannot remember who I've taken them to in those two instances. However, yes, I would just, somehow delivered to the community that these are the processes to go through. And I know we've got lots of different agencies that work in that, but just, who to use.
Well, I wouldn't suggest, Councillor Foran, that the person that came to you as Madam Foran, not Councillor Foran. So, by all means, Council's prepared to probably through the interagency relate what the what opportunities we've got to contact with these helplines. Having a policy or something like that is outside our remit at this point.
So, sorry, my wife works in school. There is a 1-800 number as you leave town.
Yes.
That is manned by a team of psychologists that assesses the person that's ringing. And if it's something that's very serious, then ambulance or police can be rushed to there. So that's the one-stop number that you use. And that's all. But all of these other agencies, I think, are other things. But it's 1-800 number.
Hey, councillors, there's a recommendation there that these minutes be adopted. Would you like to move that way?
Thank you.
Do
you
want me to?
Got 1, 2, 3, and 4 here.
Oh,
no. Yeah, just sorry. Can you move the screen? So we've got. Oh, no, we didn't.
Do you want to keep them? So that's what it was.
Yeah,
but,
can you undo it, please?
Yeah.
But we need to make the necessary adjustments to the minutes because of the EDC comments around. So that's, we need to note that through the interagency to relay what is available in regards to mental health. I don't know whether we're making some other comment in relation to that.
Yeah. Recommendation is that we adopt the minutes.
Yes. Yeah. We make the correction through you, Mr. Yeah,
effectively.
That the minutes, that the minutes be adopted, noting that Councillor Warren was not the committee member who raised the issue around my attendance. And then the next bit, MERS, will be a proceedings in brief just after the resolution.
Well, can I have a look at the screen? Ready for the discussion on that? If not, I'll put it. All those in favour? Against? Carried. The remaining minute committee meeting for notation, and that consists of the interagency. The interagency, the LEMC. And the traffic committee. The recommendation is that those minutes be adopted. Be noted, sorry. Noted. Can I have a member, Councillor Beard, seconder, and Councillor Hunter? All in favour?
Right.
Against? Carried. Now we go to the reports for information and notation, and that's the bank balances, the fund balances, fixed deposits, outstanding matters from previous meetings, and the progress on questions for next meeting. And the report that they've been noted. Could I have a move? Thank you, Councillor Mockler. The seconder is Councillor Walker. All in favour? Against? Carried. And then we've got the development applications. That'll be finalised. And category B correspondence. And the recommendation that those maybe you see the category B
yes,
there somewhere.
Yes.
we need to go back.
Yeah, to the DAs.
Yeah, the DAs. Well, we'll put in there. Sorry, Merce.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
That's okay.
Recommendation on page 99 that the receipt of category B correspondence be noted together with the development application. Have that, Councillor Butler. Councillor Freeth, I'll put that all in favour. Yes, we clear it, Terry. And at 4:55, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you, councillors.
Yeah.